This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas, live in Denver. A firefighting helicopter that crashed last month battling the Gold Mountain fire flipped upside down while refilling its water bucket. That's according to a preliminary report by the National Transportation Safety Board. The crash killed pilot Nicholas Dale in July. Dale was on his sixth trip to get water from the Silverjack Reservoir when the helicopter rolled to the right and went down. Dale is one of five firefighters killed battling firefighters this year in Colorado. Rideshare companies must properly investigate drivers accused of serious crimes or complaints under a state law that went into effect today. The law requires a human to review and potentially deactivate a driver's account within 1 week. Erica Rinnert testified in favor of the bill. She was abducted by a Lyft driver and says the companies have an obligation to protect riders.
Uber and Lyft and rideshares in general, they advertise as the safe option. And so it is what you think of. Even in your drunken or high state or whatever, you're thinking, let's get a rideshare. Don't drive.
Starting next year, Colorado will also require more frequent background checks for drivers. A trail near Trinidad is open again after a closure to protect peregrine falcons. This is the fifth year the final mile of the Fisher's Peak State Park Summit Trail has been closed from spring to late summer. That's since a pair of the birds chose the site to raise their young. Colorado parks and wildlife biologists say the baby birds have matured and have now left the nest. This is CPR News 90.1 in Denver.